Okay. All right, tonight's topic for Parshas Noach, Be'inyan Nachrish Shabbos, Chayiv Misa, about a guy observing Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. But really, most of the topic is really dealing with how the Avos, going to the Medrash, they were Shomer Shabbos, etc. How were they able to do it? So, B'Sanhedrin Mavur, to Muvad Zayin Mitzvos Shedestavu Behem B'nei Noach, B'Sheva Altase, Yeshna Mitzvos Nosafosh Nesavu Bekum Vasei. So there are a number of mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach were given. Besides that, there are also others mitzvahs of Bekum Vaaseh Be'echa Mehem to also lishpos mimelechas biyom haShabbos. They're not allowed to observe to not do melacha on Shabbos. Ve'im Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Ve'yafin mitzvos mikra from our sedra this week. Yom v'layla lo yishposu. Od mevuasham to belav dafka biyom haShabbos elu hadim b'shayim eishru. So even not only Shabbos they came, even if they decide, you know, Monday they're going to take off, they're not going to do any work. That also they would be chayiv misa. V'zel loshen haRambam v'chein akam sheShabbos afilu biyom miyamos hachol im also osol laatzmo kamo sheShabbos chayiv misa. If an akam took off one day of the week, and he just decided not to do melacha, he's chayiv misa, but ain't tzarich lomar. Not only that, im asa moed la'atzmo, he made himself a yantif. Klal u'shadavar ein manichan asol l'chadesh das. The klal is that they're not allowed to create their own religion. V'la'asos mitzvos la'atzmo midaton. Ella, they can't create mitzvahs from their own ideas. Ella oye ger tzedek. Either they become a Ger Tzedek, either they convert, become Jewish, or they remain as a Ben Noach. They observe the Shabbos, or they're Machadish Dover, they get Makas. So you let him know, Shehu Chayiv Misa Alzeh, Avul Eino Neherak, but we don't kill him. It's just that he's Chayiv Misa, I guess, from Shemayim. Mavu Medivri HaRambam Denachri Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Davke Em Shavas L'Shem Chiddush Das L'Kayim B'Zeh Mitzvah. In other words, if he just happens to have a day, he just doesn't do work. It's not Chayiv Misa. The question, if he did it, also like a religion, an idea. Achim Shavas L'Shem Menucha Ba'alma Ein Chayiv Misa. Udeloka Divrei Rashi, not like Rashi, that seems to say, to Afim Shabbos, L'Shem Menucha Ba'alma, even if he didn't do it. He simply took off. He also is Chayiv Misa. Below L'Shem Chova Chayiv Misa. V'dizos Medivrei HaGemara, and Rashi learns this from the Gemara, to Afim Shabbos B'Shar Yimei HaShavua, Chayiv Misa, the Mashma Af Im Lo Neskavin L'Shem Chova, to Holonach B'Shabbos Shehu Yom Shavisa, Afil Hochi Chayiv Misa. Im Kain, Rashi and the Rambam are arguing Ba'akam that took off Shalo L'Shem Chiddush Das Elul Menucha Bovad Im Chayiv Misa. Rashi says yes. Rambam says no. The Mechadish HaDas, it would seem to me that what he was saying is that part of the mitzvah of believing in God and accepting God is accepting his rulership and his rules and his mitzvahs. And so when you're mechadesh something, mechadesh a das, you can mechadesh something like this, and it's a denial. You're saying that I can create a religion, I can create a das. Okay, but tzorach Ian, but dibri hakesef mishnah, shehevis dibri Rashi, but lohi ir she'ein hei mechavan lo dibri harambam. Maybe that there's not a machlokas in Rambam and Rashi. V'yafle dasa Rambam chayiv kol hashoves afle shem menucha ella shabol lechadesh tehu adim b'mechadesh das. Maybe they don't really disagree, but the Rambam is saying it wants to be mechadesh that if you're mechadesh das, then you'd be chayiv miso k'sas mashmer came because he says ain't tzorich lomar, because what did he say? His first lashon of the was you can't take off during the day, and of course kavachomer im asa moed la'atzmo. Ma kavachomer? What is the kavachomer? Madach im lo the Meshabbos chayev afim lo hiskaven the chadish das a moed ach mikom and come in pashtus mashm the kol ikur iser hashvisa b'mnei noach eina elam mishum chidish das. Okay, maybe. All right, so now we're going to get into the avos. Hinei b'kedushin iser tekim Avram Avinu is kol haTorah kula. Ad shelo nitna shenemar ekev sheshama Avram b'koli b'yishmar mishmarti mitzvosai chukosa b'torasi, that we see from this pasuk in the Gemara Kedushim, it's a Masara, that Avram Avinu was shomer all of Torah, and even the Derabbanan, the Biyoma says, Afila mitzvahs the Rabbanan ki in kagon erev tavshilin. Her beautiful pshat, you see that Avram was mechad, that he was even shomer erev tavshilin. I forget who says this. Rabbi Razin says it a number of times. Oh yeah, I know. It was the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says this, that erev tavshilin and Yaakov was the one who says that he observed Erev Tchumen. Why is Avraham Dafke using Erev Tavshilin? I feel Erev Tavshilin, and even Tchumen. Why is that? The whole shot of Erev Tavshilin is to Ma'arev, bring everything together. So Avraham Avinu was converting the world. He was like trying to bring, you know, everyone closer to the Das. Yaakov Avinu, once he had the 12 Shvatim, etc., they had to make a tchum, they had to make already a boundary, a separation between the Jews and the non-Jews. Nice pshat from the Meshech Chachma. Shenema Torosai, Lashon Rabim, Echad Torah Shebachsava, Echad Torah Shebalpeh, Velo Rak Avram Avinu, Ela Af Yitzhak, V'Yaakov, V'Zarim Achrayim, that they, what did they? They shamra mitzvos haTorah k'mavu b'medrash rabbah. So they observed all of Torah, whatever that means. You know, medrash says that the night that Yitzchak was giving a bracha, supposedly to Esav and to Yaakov instead. What was that night? It was the first night of Pesach. And he said, "Oh, in the future you're gonna have to get to Gedi, etc. So anyhow, and we also learned, as the Medrash says, that Yosef was taken out of jail when? Which day? Rosh Hashanah. And what did he do when he left jail? He got a haircut. So you see over there also that you could be over. We learn a halacha from this Medrash, that you could be, if you're Karov Lamalchus, you could be over, even over Nisa Daraisa. Right, I think it was the Bach, it's close to the children, Rabban Gamliel, that a specific type of haircuts, the Belurius, you know, they had haircuts that really is like a shame of Avodah Zarah to it. How were they able to wear haircuts like that? Because of Karov Lamachlis. Karov Lamachlis means you're going to have the ability to influence a Malchus, and therefore you're allowed to be over, even a Nisa Daraisa. Unbelievable. Anyhow,
how would they yisur anything? It was before the Torah came out. I know.
Oh, so we'll see. But basically, the chesh. But in other words, through their hashkafa, they were able to figure out. You know, there is a. You figure, how can you do this? So there's an unbelievable Reb Sadia Gaon in the Munas Videos. Reb Sadia Gaon writes that really we could figure out all of the mitzvahs ourselves. However, because all of them are logical, I mean, how you explain the Bar Adum, etc., it's hard for me to understand. But obviously, we can't fathom what the Kedusha and the greatness of the Avos were. But the Sadia Gaon explains, well, really, you could, Elamai. By the time you'd figure it out, it'd be too late in life. Therefore, God gave us the Torah. So that's the idea. So you say that the Avos were of that level that they were able to know. I mean, you say one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu was Avigdor, Avi Geder, that he knew all of the potential Gezeros, Gedorim, throughout the centuries. Did God tell him all of the potential, or did he was able to figure it out on his own? I don't know. But let's just say it as accepted, because more of the interesting, you know, sometimes you get bogged down in reality, saying, really? You really think Avram Avinu observed all of the mitzvahs? Okay, but for purposes of Torah learning, it's not so much that the interest of whether this is actual, but just the ideas behind it. Tremendous chachma you learn from these things. So in Medrash Rabba in Parshas VaYishlach al Apostle VaYichanes Pnei Ha'ir, Shenichnas Yaakov Avinu Be'er Shabbos Im Demdu Nechama, He got in right before, you know, the before sunset. Do you see from there? Hada amart sheshami Yaakov says Shabbos kodem shenina. V'chemivur shamer parshas mikates. The Gabi Yosef Shav, who shamers a Shabbos called them Shinitna? So we see that they all were observing Shabbos. If that's true, v'nechluku harishonim ima avos hakadoshim ad matan Torah hoya lohem din Yisrael o din b'nei Noach. What were they? Were they considered b'nei Noach or were they considered Yisrael? V'ayim b'sefer parshas derochim shadam b'zeh barucha. The Yidua the Kushis Achronim, e name, if you say that the din b'nei Noach hayolahem, if you say that they really had a din of ben Noach, ech shomer Shabbos? How were they allowed to be shomer Shabbos? Hare ben Noach sheshavas chayiv misa. So how can that be? V'lo mistabre klaloma de shomer shar mitzvahs levad mishabbos. You can't say they observed, oh, they observed everything else but Shabbos. The halo af erev tavshelin kimu. You're talking about a derabanan that they were shomer, but the derais of Shabbos they didn't. Umagam the midrashim haner leel mavur lehedya the shomer Shabbos for the terusim rabba, the many different answers. Kasu achronim bekushi yizu. But we're going to talk about five different rachim. He says five different paths, five different ways. First of all. But Pashas Durachim Zuta Labal Mole Haroim Materasa Ovos Osumulocha Bishabas Kidelo Schaib Misa. First answer, they did a malacha. But they did it in order not to be Chayiv Misa. The Nimsa to Ein Chayav and Misa Medim B'nei Noach, Kivin Delo Shav. So therefore, Asa Ben Noach, they're not Chayiv Misa. Because they don't have to observe Shabbos. And they didn't. They did a malacha. Even for a Jew, why? This is going first. It's a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful answer, which the Minchas Hashem Rav Asher Weiss does not accept. But this is a fascinating, just as an introduction. The Gemara says, or the Medrash says, I think it's Yalkut Shimoni, I don't recall. It says that they come up to Rebbe and they say, who was the name of the Mekoshe Sheitzim? Who did it? So everybody said, well, what do you think he did? What was the Yisr? So they give two possibilities. One is that Mekoshesh Eitzim is the cutting of the Eitzim. Another was he was carrying in Dalet Amos. So he said, which one did you think it was? And they said, oh, well, it wasn't carrying the Dalet Amos. It was the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Oh, so you know who it is? It's Slavcha. So the Marsha and others asked, what do you mean? What? Why are you telling me that all of a sudden now you know what the issue is and I'm going to tell you his name? Why not before? So, in introduction to understand, since carrying Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim is what? It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's not something based on logic. It's not something which is based on Svara. And therefore, there's no such thing as I had something else in mind. In other words, here, when you say by the Mekoshe Sheitz, it was over the Isser, something in Isser of Shabbos, not the Hotzah, this is going to be Malacha She'en Yitzrich L'Gufa. Why? So he says a Malacha She'en Yitzrich L'Gufa is if you are doing the Malacha for the different reason. I'm not doing the competency of Malacha. I.e., the Maharik, which he's going to quote, says if a person puts a gun to the head of a Jew and say, if you're not over the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos, I'm going to kill you. Forget about Pekuach Nefesh. He says it's a malacha and Shri Silagufa because I don't want to do the malacha. I'm doing Alpionis. Oh, and that's a malacha and Shri Silagufa. Same thing over here. You're going to say it's a malacha and Shri Silagufa because they're only doing a malacha. Why? They're going to be Chayiv Misa. Rav Weiss is going to reject this. He said, no, that's not what a malacha and Shri Silagufa is. Malacha and Shri Silagufa is that those who learn Beitzo, Daf Ches, was a classic example. There is a shovel in the ground, and I want to take up the afer and do kisui dam. But when you do that, when you pick it up, what are you doing simultaneously? You're making a hole in the ground. That hole in the ground, I'm not doing it. I have nothing in mind. That's a malacha shri silagufa. Meaning, when you're doing one malacha, and there's a side malacha that's happening simultaneously. So So Rashi is not going to accept this. But it's a beautiful, beautiful understanding. Let's see this. They were only doing it as in order not to be chayiv misa. Why was Mechal Shabbos? He wanted to show him, this is after the Chet Meraglim. He said, oh, we're not going to Eretz Yisrael, it's all over, we don't have to be Shomer Torah anymore. No, he said, I have to show you, have to be Shomer Torah mitzvahs. And I'll prove it to you, you're going to be Chai Mitzvah if you know. Kidei Lahoros Halachadah, he only did this in order to show them that they shouldn't be over, that if you don't, you do this, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. Dina b'mitzvah skila. First of all, how could you do such a thing? So the Marsha says, you see, no, the reason why, because it's a malacha, ain't she'ene tzrich l'gufa, kamo chofer guma, ve'ein tzarech ela la'ofer, t'pata l'shitas, Reb Shimon. Why was the Mekoshes killed? So the Marsha says, the Edom Shehisribo, when they gave him the Hasra, they didn't know Shekavanasu Lekach. V'havei Dvarim Shebelev, and since what he was thinking, what the Mekoshes Eitzim was thinking, what Slavcha was thinking, is Dvarim Shebelev is something which is in his heart, is what is his thinking. Ulekach Donu Aso Lemisa Api Edusa. Okay? The Chumas in my Rick, which I quoted, the Misha Kofen so Akam Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos Ein Achayev. Why? To have a Malacha Shizla Gufa. To call Tachlus Asiyasa Ein Elohinatim Ein Akam. It's also, why are you doing it? In order to save yourself from the punishment, whatever the guy is doing to you. That's a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. V'chein Kosu B'Kapos Tamarim. And the Chayvas Yair. And the Chelkas Yoev. Kosov Levizeh the Chol Melechas Anshei Tzava Sheosim B'Shabbes Ba'Onis Mikre Melechas Shentruch LeGufa. Every time in the army you're forced to do something, you don't want to do that. You're forced to do it in the army. It's a Melechas Shentruch LeGufa. Umuchach Mekol Hanir LeEl the Melechas Shabbes Ein Chayavan Ale Elim Kain Osa Beratzon L'Shem Etzem HaMelecha. So in order to be over an Isser Melecha and Shabbos, it says you dafka want to do the Melecha for the purposes of the Melecha. Achim asa ba'onis, if you were forced to do it, or not l'shem ha'malacha mikre, malacha she'in tzrich l'gufus. In other words, these manda amar, unlike what Rav Weiss is going to say, is that malacha she'in tzrich l'gufus is like two different possibilities. One is the classic one, it's a side malacha, it's a side event. It's not what I intended to do, but it's happening also. That's a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. And the second thing, if I'm doing it, I'm forced to do something. That's an onus. So now Rav Asher Weiss is going to say, I don't agree with this at all. Elam, are you going to tell me? You know what? It's not for me. It's for somebody else. I can go cut the grass. I can go over to Jeff Baruch's house and cut all of his grass on Shabbos because it's really for him and not for me. He's so happy. So that's to say malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa?
It's not for me. It's for the wife.
Amnon. And he says this piece, this particular piece, he says in a number of places, the Rav Asher. Levar de Nira Yosef de Chol Pata de Mimitzu Shalot Eshein Shrich Lugufa Hu Davka Hechi Te Tachlis HaMalacha Eina El Tzorach Tzadadi. He says, the only time Malacha Shrich Lugufa is when there is a side benefit to Ellis, which I didn't have in mind. Kagon hachof haguma ve'ein tzorach le'etzem haguma. Shazu hi hamalacha ela tzorach le'afra. Bezeh, that we say, ein uchayev. Ach kasher hamalacha nasas kedarka. But when you're doing this malacha, and you dafka want to do the malacha, whatever the guy is telling you to do, I dafka want to dig a hole. He says, I want you to dig a hole. I'm digging the hole. I have in mind to dig a hole. I just don't want you to beat me up. That... He says, "Kedaka v'tachlisa mamish Abidas hakofasa eladahoya ba'onas of kviya. It's just that you're being forced to do it. Ain osa mechavi lahanosba ain ze melacha shetrik l'gufa. That's not a melacha shetrik l'gufa. Even the etzem ha-melacha nasas taklisi. Totally disagrees with it. Rav Asher Weiss quite often, I find it amazing. You see him arguing with achronim definitely, sometimes even rishonim. He stands up and says, I don't agree with this. I don't agree. That's not pshat. The utter. Im yasa adam melacha l'chaveiro me'aba. That's what I was just saying. And if I do a melacha for someone else out of love for him, or the kabbalah schar, v'u atzmo ein etzarocha, but I don't need it myself. Ha'im noman tekiven to osa ha'melacha ein tzarocha l'zeh. Lo yipater? Is that what you're going to say? And melacha shetrich legufa? This is a shah sugya. This is something to hold on to. To remember the two possible definitions. A melacha shetrich legufa. Marik is no slouch. Marshah is no slouch. These are Chalkas Yov. All these names that we're talking about. These are amazing poskim. And they're saying, that's a melacha shetrich legufa. If I'm doing something because I'm forced to do something, it's a melacha shetrich legufa. Rav Asher disagrees. And this is the halacha. You do malacha and I don't need the ramifications of it at all. You're not even being mechavim for the end result. All he was doing is in order to teach halacha, ein zeh melacha shetrich legufa. I disagree. This is not a melacha shetrich legufa. Kivin to also melachta bekavana ubechahaygav the mikra tzof legufa. The yisod adama, the very foundation is the leinyan melacha shetrich legufa, ein lono ledin ella al tachlis hamelacha. So Rasha says, and hold on to this. He said the melacha shetrich legufa is only determined in what was the outcome, the purpose of your malacha. Lo al hasiba, not the rationale, not your reasoning for doing it. Sha'adam osa, varakish anasa lataklas, sha'in ikra hatakla. I mean, when you say this, it obviously has to be in malacha's makshev, as you have in mind that you're doing the malacha. But we don't get involved. What's the reason you're doing the malacha? You did the malacha. Did you have in mind to do this malacha? Yeah, so you chayav. Aval ein zeh inyan lemagia lemania osa delo ichpat lon ima osa me'ava o me'yira o l'shem kabbalascha. I don't care why you're doing it. Kivin she'etzem hamalacha lo nasas l'shem taklas shlilas o tzedadas ein badin ein tzarech legufa v'dok b'zeh. Instead, v'im kain af im ha'avos lo osam ulasam elahipatam ayos misa even. So now he says I don't agree with this first reason. Because even if their whole reason of doing it not to be chayiv misa, that is not a melacha tzrich. It's a melacha tzrich legufa. And then we go back to the original kosher. So there you go back to the original thing. So why were they allowed to do the melacha? So answer number two. Hagoyin, Rabbi Yosef Engel. The first he's talking about Nebe Sifra Besa Otsar. So it's the first one. It's like 22, 23 pages with Yosef Engel. His ability, he was a prolific writer. When he talks about an Indian, I mean, he was, that first whole thing he's talking about, he gives countless riots here and there. Were the Avos B'nai Noach, or where they had the din of Yisrael, going back and forth. It's unbelievable. You go through of Yosef Engel, you have the time to go through just one of it, you learn half of Shas. It's unbelievable. Because of the Yashem Kushias HaPrashas Derachim the Avos Asa Melacha Yidei Shnayim Shasua Ba'ofen. In other words, what did he do? They did a Melacha where two people did the Melacha simultaneously. They needed each other to get it done. Be'ofen Dechol Echad Yochol Asoso Levado Depturim Legabi Dini Shabbos V'dini Yisrael. If Shnayim ka'asu ka'echa, two did it simultaneously together, where each one could have done it, but he did it together, that it'll be potam Yisrael. We're getting now to the thing of chatzi shir. Ach midim b'nei Noach mikre asiyas melacha. As far as the Jew is concerned, as far as the b'nei Yisrael is concerned, if you're doing it simultaneously with somebody else, there you're going to be potter from Shabbos, but by a guy you would be chayim. Why? To hab mitzias lo shavsu b'melachton. Because what's the bottom line is, did you do a malacha? You did a malacha, and therefore it's okay for the ben Noach. Emnon the divrei hamakar chayim by God's hashulchan aruch because of the shnayim she. It wouldn't go well with him. Still the malacha, you potter, okay. Va'aruch l'ner, that's for Vetmelger, b'tshuvas binyan siyon, kosa l'yashev, da'avos ha'kadosha also malacha b'chatzi shir. Really a similar idea. It's a similar idea. They would do a chatzi shir. The nechleku arishonim, ichatzi shir b'malacha Shabbos also mitoras Mehatora or mid rabbanim, a chatzi shir. There's a machlokas. It's a derabbanim. It's a deraisa. Ushitas a Rambam. The hamotzi chatzi shir potter. V'chein kola osim alochem and hamalochas chatzi shir potter. Umashin the embo ele isa derabbanim. So right now it's only in isa derabbanim as far as the avos are concerned. But medin Yisrael ain't chayavim b'chatzi shir. They don't have this concept of shiurim, and therefore they would be chayiv. So therefore, as far as if you're a Jew, if they have a level of a Yisrael, so they did a chatzi shir, so they're not chayiv. If it's a guy, well, he can't be shomer Shabbos anyway, but he did a malacha. So really, that's what I'm saying. This is very similar to Rav Yosef Engel's idea. Either it was a chatzi shir, or he did it in a manner in which for a Jew you would be potter. As far as a guy is concerned, it's not the terminology of chayiv, but it's considered you did a malacha. However, but in all of these things, there still was an issur to rabbana, right? Amnon b'chol gimel d'achay hayisha v'ne'el beinim noma to have a malacha shetuch megufa. Or you say they did the malacha b'shnayim, or you say they did a chatzi shir. And what did we say? They were even shomer at din derabbanan, so it doesn't sound like it's a good answer. But avos harei shomer af mitzvos derabbanan. The Avram Avinu kiyam af eru tashilim v'mkeim hodja kushir tukta. So we go back to the original question. You're not giving me an answer. Ubefanim yafos in Parshas Noach kosev liyashi says a different answer. The cholak din shvisas yom v'layla, the ben Noach mitzvah Shabbos to Yisrael. This is the famous answer. When is the day start for a Jew? When is the day starts for a ben Noach? The legabe Yisrael hayom holech achar halayla vayerev vayvoker. Shabbos starts Friday night, ends up Saturday night. Kidi afinim abriyaso shel olam tachziv vayerev vayvoker. Masha ein came, but it's not true for the Noach. Halayla holech achayom. You start with sunrise and it goes to the next day. So therefore, you know what the answer is. When they would show Shabbos when? From Friday night to Saturday night. Saturday night, what do? They did malacha. So as far as if it's a ben Noach, on his day, you weren't show Shabbos. You did malacha Saturday night to Sunday. Uchalash and hapasik shenem alanoch. Yom b'layla lo yishposu. Kodem yom v'chakach layla. Imkain, you see, that's why this whole idea is coming, because the pasuk is saying to Ben Noach, is talking to Noach. Because the idea to Noach was yom v'layla. So now we're saying this. You see from here, right? That's talking to Noach. What's it done with the avos? Imkain, ein Ben Noach chayiv misa el im shavas yom v'chakach layla. Ach im shavas bin kedina Yisrael laila v'chakach yom lo mikre nachri shishavas. So that fits in beautiful. Ach, however, habinyan siyam hikshal devarov to hamakor hadin de yom holech acha halayla yafina mikra vayera vayivoker, and we see in the Gemara v'chulam inolam lechadish de legabi bnei noach halayla holech acha hayom imushem, if you say yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Ain't that riot to Hamatzina? But common, because we see this in a number of places. But Tanakh, that we see Yom after the Laila, Ukamo Begisa by Yom Vala. All right, so he's going to go through. Not everyone agrees with this idea, so it may not be the perfect answer. Then the next paragraph, Emnon, Hapanim Yafos, They say, he says, Panim Yafos, Betok Tavar, of Kasav Lechalek, Beofen Kaloli, Ben Kodem Matan Torah, Le'acha Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, Hoya Halayla Holecha Hayom, there before Matan Torah, the night went after the day, V'rak Le'acha Matan Torah, Hayom Holecha Halayla. V'avo Shamru Shabbos, Kefisha Hoya Le'acha Matan Torah, V'yacharkach, Laila Bachachach Yom, Ulagabe Bnei Noach Halaila Holechach Hayom. So that's the answer that we were going to say. And that's what the Achronim write, Ayin Etzlach, in the Malban, etc., etc. Then one, another, this is last one. This is also very, very nice. Kudushe Amarimshik, the Maramshik. Who was the Maramshik? Maram Shik was one of the great Talmidim, probably the greatest Talmidim, Talmud of the Ksam Sofer. And the Shik is Shein Yisrael Kodesh, because in his time they made them start taking last names. He didn't want to take a last name. So that's the name. He took the name of Shik, Shein Yisrael Kodesh. Ubechidushe Maram Shik, the Sanhedrin, Hevi B'Shem Rabbo, Ksam Sofer, Sha'avos Yotel L'Rishus HaRambam L'Vushim B'Tzitzis. Beautiful. This is going to be a beautiful answer. They went out wearing the beged of tzitzis. The Bedin Yisrael have a beged v'lomasa. As far as we're concerned, that's a beged. It's not a carrying on. Have a bedim b'nei Noach have a masa kibun she'ena mechuyavim b'tzitzis. We wear tzitzis on our beged. That says a beged katan, right? We wear it al sechiyav, and therefore obtains the shame of a beged. However, if someone is not chayiv in wearing tzitzis, or is not mekayim the mitzvah in wearing tzitzis, so what is that? It's not something you would go out and wear on Shabbos. Right? No one goes out and wears tzitzis, you know, as a fashion statement. You wear it because you're chayiv. So if you're not chayiv on it, so it's a masa. In other words, you're wearing something that's considered, it's not considered part of the dress code of a Jew. There's a beautiful tshuva from the Maram, not the Maram Shik, from the Maharik. The Maharik was talking, I think it was the Yellow Star. The Yellow Star wasn't started by the Nazis. They used to have, throughout the medieval ages, they would have Jews put things on their clothing to show that they were Jew. They had to wear a funny hat. So the question was asked of the Maharik, so are you allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing this? I always find these type of shaylas just amazing shaylas. You know, you go through the shalos of the Holocaust, the Kof the Rav, you know, go through shalos and shalos of Mamakim, and there's questions that are asked. It's just, it's unreal. And it's, you're talking about such difficult times, and a person Jew still wanted to know, what do I do? What do I do on Shabbos? Am I allowed to go out wearing this? This is what they're worrying about. And he said, if this is a beggar that identifies us as a Jew, so that's already, it's not a masa. It's something pride to wear. There's other Lashonis also, it's not only the Marik, but others. There's the Beged, the Tzitzis itself. The Tzitzis, wearing Tzitzis itself, that's our armor, that's our Begad, you know, that's our Beged. So, therefore, for us, it's a Beged. But if I'm a guy, if I'm a Ben Noach, and I'm a Chayiv and Tzitzis, so it's a Masa. So the Chsam Sofer says, have a masa, kibun she'enim chuyavim mitzitzis, v'have a katala she'enim mitzuyatzis, gehilchasuk, and mivur b'shabbos. V'teiretz zeh muvagam b'chidushe hagrach Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, achla niris dati, again here come Reb Osher Weiss, yeshet chos kibun dekach nego avos dekayim kol ha-mitzis, kam mitzvah tzitzis, have a gabayu ha-tzitzis, k'noi ha-bega v'tachsisav, v'ein ha-masa, u'kamoshe kosef ha-rambam. Want to say that even if they were a Ben Noach, they wore it as a sense of armor. In other words, that was the idea. There was the two purposes of tzitzis is that when you wear it to mimkaim the mitzvah tzitzis, and then another, I wear tzitzis because I'm a Jew. This is my suit. This is the big day kedusha. So they were wearing it for that reason. Even if they weren't chayiv and tzitzis, they were wearing it because this, I'm a Jew. I want to show you that I'm a Jew. That we're wearing for certain pride. He says that even if they had a dinner with Ben Noach, he felt that would not be considered a masa. Very, very big chiddush one by the other. Okay, we turn the page. in Dalet. This is a famous Reb Chaim. Hinei Agrach. In his Ksavim, he writes, Kosav Tevarim Berurim Ubehirim B'Yesodin Ha'avos. So Reb Chaim says, this is something which is a Yesod. Of course they had a Kedushas Yisrael. What do you mean? Avram Avinu, what do we say? He's the first Jew. What do you mean? Wasn't he Yisrael? His name was a Ben Noach. Chas v'shalom lomad to Avram Avinu hoya goy. To harehu hoya shorish kol am Yisrael nishmaslo. He's the source. He's the neshama. He's the essence of Judaism. Ki avos lo hoya b'nei Yisrael. Is it possible to say they weren't b'nei Yisrael? V'ata yofa koach ha-ben mikoach ha-av. V'chol mashin estapka Rishon says, no, the only thing we're worried about, hu l'gabi dinehem. Notice, how do we treat them? What is their din? Of course, the essence. The chetzer, the neshama of Avram Avinu, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and all of the shvatim. Of course, they were all considered Yisrael. Im hoylem din Yisrael o din ben Noach. And therefore, what is the halacha? If a nachri, if a guy is shavas, he's chayiv misa. Rav Chaim says, they're not a nachri. They may have the dinim, how do they have to act in this world? But the chetzer of the avos, they were Jewish. Kivin de bechetzer hoyi Yisrael v'shayachem heim b'chol mitzvot elad adayin l'nistavu. They weren't chayim to do anything yet, but of course they had a bedin of Bnei Yisrael. V'nir l'dayik v'divri harambam. De'ein manichim oso l'chadesh das. What does that mean? L'chadesh das. T'haynu dafka b'mechadesh davar she'ena shayach lo chayiv misa. It's not shayach to you at all, then you chayiv misa. Ach kivin de Yisrael, but since they were considered Yisrael, l'gabayu ein zeh chidesh das klal. They realized, as we were saying before, they figured it out through their own Ruach HaKodesh. V'asiyas ha-mitzvahs kodim tzivum, and they did the mitzvahs prior to the tzivu. He knows they weren't commanded, but they figured out what they would have been commanded. L'kach einam chayiv misa, and therefore not chayiv misa. Masha ein kem b'sharachim, all the other regayim. The Shobas came in the Mechadesh Taz because they didn't figure it out. They're doing it because they want to do it. Chayiv Misa, V'divri HaGrach Torah Semes. That's his, he gives it his star. I agree with that. The next paragraph, he says, O Nira, Api Plukdas HaRambam Rashi, Shevenu Le'el, Dadas HaRambam, Da'akam Sheshobas Chayiv Misa, Dafka B'Chaygada, Sheshobas Hashem Shabbos, V'chidesh Taz. Only if they want to be mechadesh, they're part of a religion. And Rashi there says the afim lo shabbos el l'shem menucha chayv. They just wanted to take off. They happen to be chayv mitza. Ulefid divrei harashi nira the ainis is adoli belametas malachos. The afim mishkan has nothing to do with the 39 isurei malacha. Derei afim shabbos biyom acha l'shem menucha nami chayv mitza. If they just happen to take off, they're also chayv. Ella Yisod Ha'isarhu Shelo Yishpos Mimalocha V'tircha Laila V'yom V'kach Mavu B'loshin Rashi. That what? If the Akam Sheshav is Mimalachto, his Malacha, U'dadvaru Yeshlom Ata Avos Pina Chafatzim Mizavos Azavos. What did the Yavos do? They worked. They took, what did they? They take the furniture and they move from one side to the other side, right? You're doing beitza. That's the staff. Tircha. We'll get to the Ramban in a second. But it's tircha. So that's considered what? An isa malacha. What is the isa malacha? The isa malacha is that it's not the idea. It's not the ratzon. It's not the ratzon hatara. You're supposed to have a certain day menucha. So we're going to start learning Hilchos Muktzah on Shabbos. It's one of the ideas of the Rambam. Why is there a malacha? Why is Muktzah in this? Because we didn't want people just to sit around and just be, and start losing the whole shame of what Shabbos was about. So you move from one corner to the other corner. Demitzad dini Yisrael einem chayavim de lo overal isa Shabbos. They're not over the isa Shabbos. Ach medini b'nei ben Noach Halo shavtzim b'malacha. They still did a malacha. Yes, it worked. V'mkein en mechayev b'misa. Ah. Reisi, shekavar kosis this, and the b'sharis and shuvas and the binyan tzinam. Ach lo hivchen shezeh toli lechora b'mashen lechor Rashi. Rambam, he just said in general. All right, so in other words, for us, then you can say, however the Ramban says, I wouldn't agree with this. The Ramban says, this is a mitzvah saseh of lenuach on Shabbos. And none does a Ramban the tircha yisera shalola torah b'shabbos harehu b'chlal iser Torah. This also is an iser Torah. If you do a tircha for no reason whatsoever, the Shabbos and the have a mitzvah saseh. And that's what he says. Ela sheyirmos lomo sheamarnu shahaba b'torach gadol kedom la avodah yiyeh b'chlal iser. If you do this on Shabbos, it's as if it's in a category of Isser. It goes against the essence of what Shabbos is all about. Ba'ayin Ritva, the cause of Adivei HaRamban, Halolu Shehei Margoliyah Shebedeinu, this is like pearls. It's diamonds in our hands. Merabbeinu Ramban, Uladarcha Shehei HaRamban, Af Mepana Chafotza, Mizavis Zavis, the Yesh Batircha Yisera Nechlav Isser Torah. The Reb Chanan Wasserman was talking about also defending the Ramban against the Rambam, or whatever. They were arguing about what is the mitzvah of the Rabban and the mitzvah, what's the force behind it? What's the when a person, why do I have to listen to the Rabban? And the Rambam's facing it because of Lo Sosari. And Lo Sosari, they have a chiyuv. And every time you really do a mitzvah de Rabbanim, you're also Mekayim Adin D'Oraisa. You have to listen to them. Ramban disagreed with that. So the Ruchan of Asim asked them and said, that's true. So what's the purpose? Why do you have to listen to the Chachamim? Says the Chachamim said, because they want to figure out the Ratzon HaTorah, the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, that's what they're trying to do. And so basically, this is the idea of the Ramban. What is the Ratzon HaTorah? What is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos? Is that it shouldn't be just like any other day of the week. There should be a menucha. And that menucha is bonded by not doing it, by moving the chairs all over and cleaning everything up. So that's a tircha she'ein etzarech, she'over nisa da'araisa. Ach mikom mekom nira de b'Yisrael in isa ele ba'osa shavoso chol b'tircha gadola. It's going to be a big tircha. Ach b'b'nei noach, maybe that's enough. Shadai b'tircha, like this, kilushul, a little one, lotziya mechlal nachri sheshavas. Let's go to the Ogyesha Ayin. I think one more little piece and then we'll stop. We could also say that the Avos also melacha b'shabas achlonis chayiv the also came mishum pikuach nefesh. They only, it's going to go by a little to the beginning, because they only did this because pikuach nefesh, b'chayiv misa. The lulei kein hoyu mechayiv misa midin akum mishashava. U'pikuach nefesh docha kol haTorah kula. Wow. In other words, since they did it as pikuach nefesh, so of course a lot of anything, pikuach nefesh, you don't have to be shomer. It's pushless any part of the Torah, except for the three Yisurim. He nay b'Shabbos iboy b'hidbik b'as. He says, no. I don't like this answer. But his analysis of what it's like is beautiful. We see this Gemara Shabbos. Person puts the way they used to make bread, they would take like this dough and slam it against the side of the oven. B'hidbik b'as b'tana. Immutula, but he did this right before Shabbos. He's going to be baking on Shabbos. Or they even say he did it on Shabbos, right? But he did it, but before it could start baking, he said, oh, what am I doing? And he wants to take it down. Doing tshuva. Immutula, the radosa called him shatafa. Lechora, a milo name of the mutula. Why don't you say, of course he's allowed? Why? Since you put yourself into a situation that you're going to be chayiv misa, so right now it's bikuach nefesh. It's only Midrash Rabbanim are going to say, don't take it down. So of course you should be allowed to take it down. Why? It's pikuach nefesh. Mishum pikuach nefesh. Im lo yarda yischayiv misa, mishum aleches ofa. The shitas hatosus yishanim. The af anas katanas chachamim chayiv misa mamish. So very interesting thing. So why over there we don't let him do it? Minchas asher l'shabbos. He writes. Every time, if a person would be over an averis and chayiv misa, apidin Torah ain't din to bekuach nefesh atzilah melavor b'chaytzeh. You're in the middle of doing the iser. You're not putting you can't put yourself into a state. Oh no, I'm bekuach nefesh. Delo hutum mechal shabbos kedei l'ptor chaverim misa kiven dim yischayiv he is apidin Torah. I mean every time.
Doesn't this use of pikuach nefesh seem like it's abusing the concept? Pikuach nefesh is going and saving somebody's life. Say I'm going to stop doing an avera because, the punishment is mama. It just doesn't. It seems like it's abusing what it's meant to be.
But his point is, let's say you're being over an Issur Shabbos and you're going to be chayv mesa. So I'm coming to save you. Can't I save you because of your? I have to save your pikuach nefesh. If I was a doctor, I'd be allowed to do it. Why not here? But you're right. There's something doesn't stick right. Something's missing here. Ulachore zem muchrach deim lo ken yesh lahatil uruven lechalas shabbos kedil hatzel l'shima. That's exactly what he's saying. So Rav Arsha says what you're saying is that every time I see someone being mechalas shabbos, I could be mechalas shabbos to save him from being mechalas shabbos. Who would say such a thing? Kedei la'atzilim emisas bezen mekuach nefesh doch haShabbos. Upasha she'ein zem muta de'ein hatzol emisas bezen. Of course this is not true. B'chal b'kuach nefesh. That's exactly what's bothering you, Michael, that it's not part of the din of b'kuach nefesh. V'lochein behid b'pas b'taner hanidin hu mishum chilu Shabbos b'lo mishum b'kuach nefesh. Nothing to do with it. Hinei benidon didon. In our circumstance that we're talking about, in ma'avas hay osim alacha raka yidei liapata mechiyav misa ein zeh beklal bikuach nefesh. Just a little bit more. It's also a very nice little idea. We'll talk it outside. But he says all this whole idea of whether ben Noach or ben Yisrael. So alach lemaisa. What is it? It's nice. You know, it's a story of, I think, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah quite often in the Gemara, he has questions. And sometimes, the Rabbanim that he's asking questions, they get very upset with him. The beginning of Kalayim, I forget exactly, he looks at him, so he's going to smack him because of his question. I can't believe he asked me such a question. And one of the questions he asked was, in the Midbar. So we didn't do Shechita, we did Nikur. So he has a question. Mr. Schwartz, the last day, they're going into Eretz Yisrael. She had leftovers from yesterday. She comes to, right? Mr. Schwartz comes home and he says, what's for dinner? Oh, leftovers. Leftovers? I can't have leftovers. Yesterday, we didn't eat Shechita. Today, we need Shechita. I have the leftovers from yesterday. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyah asked. What are you kidding me? Rabbi Yirmiyah is asked thousands of years later. You're asking me then? Who cares about the end? What is it, a historical event? So the Rush writes the whole thing. Says, no, it's a very good question. Very good question. His question is, Mitok Shehutra, once it becomes Mutter, it's a Mutter Leon Void, right? I remember about 30 years ago, one of the first times Rabbi Kellerman asked me to give a shir, during the summer months when he went on vacation, So I gave a shir once about the halachas of a man on the moon. My question was based on Rabbi Yirmiyah. So if you go by the whole sheet, all the mitzvahs are only over here. So you take food up there. You have McDonald's on McDonald's on the moon. So you're not in the chayv and basa b'cholov, etc., etc. Can I come back here? Can I still eat it? That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. So here the question was the Gemara. What we're going to ask is. When you're converting, when you're a Ben Noach, and you're converting to Judaism, so you did the Mila, but you didn't do the Mikveh yet, so you're not a Ger Toshev yet. Do you observe Shabbos? Do you observe Shabbos? It's a big, big machlokas in Yerushalayim, right? Do you observe Shabbos, that first Shabbos, until you get to go to the Mikveh? What's your status? So he says, the mavur b'ksuvas u'makara b'mishna b'machshirin. Tino kanola b'mokum shemechza yisrael mechza goyim. So first thing, with a different idea. It is going to say, if you want to say you're growing in a place, you found a baby. You don't know if it's a Jewish baby or not Jewish baby. But you're in a place of rove of a magayim. How do you treat this kid? Do you go by the rove or you go by miyat? So question is, you look at this child. The child, if you say it's Yisrael, then you say achri rabam lahatos. If he's a ben noach, they don't have a din of rove. We have a din of rove. So it's important to know, how do you treat this? Is it a ben noach or a Yisrael? L'kayim mitzvus ha-Torah misafek. V'kosha ma'i yesel l'inyin Shabbos dim yishpoz. V'af betina shenol b'makam sh'rov akam. So you nechle, there's a machlokim between the G'doli Tam and the Echsam Sofer. The Maram Shiks and the Machne Chaim. So imuta lo l'chalas ha-Shabbos. The Machne Chaim says, Chiddush the Kivan to Bnei Noach ain't din rov for Rakel Yisrael, since they don't have a din of rov and we have a din of rov. Nema Acher Rabbim Lahatos Gemoshe Chitcher Achronim Tzorach Tinuk Zeh Luchush Shemi Yisrael Hu. If it's Yisrael, V'lishmer Es Hashabbos. Acher Maram Shik says no. I Eshet the Im Yisrael Hu Shuv Holechu Acher Harov Ve'im Kain V'Manavshech. What is the rov? Rov goyim. Ein a mitzvah b'shmir Shabbos. The im Yisrael who somech will harov the goyu. Vim goyu have a potam a mitzvah Shabbos. Either way, you shouldn't observe Shabbos. And then the other thing which he brings down was like, what do you do that first week? How do you look? It goes through the whole thing. Once every person becomes ben Noach, and then he stops in the middle. Does he go back to ben Noach? Does he still remain? Is there a change in the goof? All right, we'll have to get into that. But how do you look at someone who's halfway there? So he says something very nice. So here, one person said, no, what are you talking about? He's still in the category of a ben Noach, or a guy, whatever it is. You didn't convert perfectly. Therefore, you're not allowed to observe Shabbos. The whole big fight in Yerushalayim. The other side is saying, whoa. When was Morah given? When was Shabbos given? Shabbos is given in Parshas B'Shalach. Before Yisrael. What it means is that Shabbos is, if you're enough in a position that you no longer consider, in other words, when you go, for example, Tfilas Kalim, you buy something from a guy. There are two things you have to do. Let's say you're buying pottery from a guy that was used, that is treif. The two things you have to do, what's that? You have to kasher it, and you have to tovel it. Kashering is what? You've got to get out of the Tam Isser. What is the tovel? Removing the tumah of the guy in order to have the kedusha of the Yisrael. So that's how you can look at once he has the bris milah, he's no longer the tumah of the guy. Yeah, he doesn't have the kedusha of Yisrael, he didn't get to the other side, he's not finished. But he's no longer in the category of a nachri, sheshabbos b'shabbos. And therefore, you'd be allowed to do it on Shabbos. He goes back and forth, maybe not accept it. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. Beautiful idea of this whole notion. So again, so you see from here, it's not so much the people get caught up in this. Oh, it's impossible. The Yavos weren't shomer Torah mitzvah. It doesn't make sense. That they miss out all the beautiful Torah. Whether it was or it wasn't enough. The Reb Chaim is really so beautiful. Reb Chaim says, again, Reb Chaim is saying, what are you talking about? Of course, the chetzer of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when they were Jewish, there was a B'nai Yisrael. They didn't have a chiva mitzvahs. Oh, so that's how he answers the whole thing of Shabbos. They have a chiyuv mitzvahs, but they definitely had a din of Kedushas Yisrael. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good week.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.